Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Marie Finn, who is President and Managing Director of the National Peanut Board. And first of all, for the growers who are here in particular, what would you like them to know about what you're doing on their behalf to invest those promotional and research dollars?
Well, thank you, Chuck. We are here because we are accountable to America's peanut farmers, and this is the largest gathering of peanut growers, and it's an opportunity for us to be able to interact face-to-face with our growers to talk to them about how their investment is working for them.
What are some of the maybe highlights of recently that you would point to say that you've really kind of rung the bell on helping get out the message about this great product?
Well, on two fronts. One, this morning you saw the profitability award acknowledging and celebrating three farmers that have put into use all of the tremendous production research that we have funded through the National Peanut Board. Obviously, there's a great deal of research that goes on, and it's not all funded by the National Peanut Board, but a lot of what you heard about keeping the land-grant institutions going and the extension programs, those are those $14 million-plus dollars that have been working for farmers, this board, and the farmers that make up the vision and the decision and direction of this board, they're working for their fellow farmers. On a specific front, some of the improvements that you see, seed variety, the fungicides, the water usage and water conservation and tillage systems, all of those are projects that the National Peanut Board has helped to bring results to farmers over these past 10 years. On the marketing and promotion side, we focus on five areas of business development. One is retail, certainly, especially with snack peanuts and peanut butter, but all types of peanut products. We work very hard to bring innovation out there. Consumer research helps us to work with retailers and with the manufacturers. That's another focus on what kinds of things that will be innovative and interesting so that we know peanuts and peanut butter are America's favorite flavors. We know that through very solid consumer research that we conduct. But in addition to that, we focus on helping companies by bringing that research to them and helping them see the need and the desires on the part of the consumers. Another big channel that we focus on is college and university dining. Just four universities that we're working with right now, and we have a list of another 20 that are waiting for us to work with them, serve 50 million meals a year. That's a huge channel that has never been focused on, and yet the National Peanut Board in the last 5 years has been really working with this group on many fronts. One, on reputation management, helping them to get the correct information on food allergies and addressing and managing those as opposed to eliminating foods. And the other part of it is to show them how they can use this wonderful food that we think of as an American staple really in meeting the sophisticated global food palate of today's student. You know, kids today, they want to eat Indian food, they want to eat Asian food, they want to eat African, they want to eat Latin. And peanuts are an integral part of all of those cultures. And with through our work, we have been getting peanut menu items in rotation. Yale University is an excellent example. 5 years ago, they were banning peanuts on campus. Now, peanuts are everywhere in the menu, breakfast, lunch, dinner, every day of the week in a variety of forms, in vegetarian dishes and gluten-free dishes. And, you know, the list goes on. So there's a lot of things that we do and a lot of ways that we deliver. But what I think farmers and what we try to focus on, just as they have a strategic plan for their land and how they're going to handle crop rotation, tillage systems, conservation, irrigation, Their National Peanut Board has professionally implemented a strategic plan that focuses on the channels that can give them the most opportunity and most efficient ones.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is a very good summary of the work that you're doing, and I think growers who maybe haven't been able to hear that message will try to get that message to them. The only other thing I might ask is, as you look forward now, how would you characterize what you expect to accomplish or see accomplished here in this next year coming up?
Well, this next year is very promising and looks to be full of opportunities. We are going to be expanding the university and campus dining program. We have 75 schools on the list who are wanting for us to bring a program there. We also have a program that is called Trump the Slump. And again, looking at the young people that are about to become the parents and the food decision makers, that's launching this fall. We've always focused on men, but we're really ramping up that attention on men as they and their partners and wives are helping men to pay better attention to their health and nutrition, and we're bringing that message there. So there's a great deal of opportunity out there, and we are going after it in innovative ways.
Well, we will look forward to more great things from the National Peanut Board and here. And I thank you very much for taking some time to speak with me here. That's Marie Fenn. She's President and Managing Director of the National Peanut Board. And from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.